1460 KTRC. It's time to get answers to all of your real estate questions. Talk 1260 KTRC presents All Things Real Estate, New Mexico's foremost live, listener interactive real estate radio show. The phone lines are open, so call us at 505-473-5722 or email us your questions at rpost@sfrp.com. Now, here's your host, Ray Post.
Greetings to everyone in Santa Fe and beyond. I welcome you to your regular Sunday afternoon helping of all things real estate. This is Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners, and today, with commentary from my in-studio guest, we'll be discussing why now is a great time to be considering either a home building or an addition project at the property that you do currently call home. And, of course, we invite you to join in the dialogue today here on Talk 1260 KTRC. By emailing me, Ray Post, your questions and comments, and sending your message to rpost@sfrp.com. And apropos with the theme of today's show, if you're considering renovation, repair, additions, or design activities around your own home, I suggest you seek help by checking out the real estate resource companies on our website. Simply go to www.sfrp.com. Click on the radio tower icon and look for these partners of the All Things Real Estate Radio Show. And while you're at our website, you should also check out the fine services offered by my guest company, a little tease here, Major Development Incorporated. I also want to take a moment to pitch the company I work for and invite you to please vote for Santa Fe Realty Partners in the annual Santa Fe Reporter's Best of Santa Fe poll. Just go to our website, again, that's www.sfrp.com, to cast your vote in favor of Santa Fe Realty Partners being the best real estate firm in the city. So go to www.sfrp.com, and on our homepage, look for the button on the right-hand side of that page that says Vote for the Best in Santa Fe. Thank you for casting your vote, and Santa Fe Realty Partners, we truly appreciate all the support you can give to us. We also want to remind you that on May 9th, I will be doing a remote broadcast of All Things Real Estate from the Santa Fe Convention Center during the Home Builders Home Design and Remodeling Show. Now, this is the second in a series of remote broadcasts of our show that we kicked off with a very successful remote broadcast of the program on Easter Sunday at the Bavarian Chalets in Taos. For those of you who weren't able to join us for the tours of the chalets in Taos, please go to www.bavarianchalets.com and sign up for your own tour of these award-winning properties. And please come join me on May 9th, which is Mother's Day, at the Convention Center for a broadcast of All Things Real Estate from the Home Design and Remodeling Show. So let's get right into the program today with a couple of minutes of State of the Market commentary from Andrew Hoffman, advisor to All Things Real Estate. Good afternoon, Andrew. What do you have for the listeners today?
Well, Ray, I thought we would actually talk about the state of the market. You know, the first question that I'm always asked is, what are rates? And, you know, rates have sort of stabilized. The 30-year fixed rate with no points on Friday was 5 1/8. We thought that when the government program, which purchased $1.25 trillion of mortgage-backed securities, expired on March 31st, that we would see rates jump by as much as 0.5 or 0.75%. They jumped a little bit to 5 1/4, but have settled back since then. And what it says is that there's some normalcy that has returned to the market, that investors are buying mortgage-backed securities at a lower rate than expected. And what that means for us right now is that rates are still low. There is an expectation. Most pundits say that they think that rates by the end of the year will be 5 3/4. So, you know, apropos your discussion, now is the time. The other thing I wanted to talk about is that there is money for mortgages. In fact, jumbos, loans over $417,000, seem to have returned. I have a couple of lenders, major market lenders, who've returned with jumbos to the market, and the rate is not all that bad. Today's rate is at 5 7/8. They're just more difficult to get. A month ago, Fannie Mae forced lenders to take back $2.5 $1 billion of poorly underwritten loans. And these loan originators who originated these loans need to sell mortgage-backed securities in order to have liquidity. And when the Fed or when Fannie Mae forces them to take these back, they lose their liquidity. Accordingly, underwriters have tightened up everywhere. There used to be some logic to it or a little bit of wiggle room, and today there's nothing. Underwriters interpret the guidelines for Fannie and Freddie loans to the letter and beyond. There were always good standards and high standards, but I'm saying that letters of explanation that ask for an explanation of almost anything and everything and all sorts of new disclosures. So it takes longer to get loans done, and we don't know in advance exactly what an underwriter is going to look for. They can be done. All it requires is a little bit of patience and some good humor.
Absolutely. And, Andrew, as you pointed out, though interest rates are rising for jumbo loans and for more conventional loans, they still are at an unbelievably good rate. So, indeed, people can take advantage of that, correct?
Absolutely.
Anyway, as always, Andrew Hoffman, advisor to All Things Real Estate, thank you for your counsel this Sunday. Enjoy the rest of the day.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Right, bye-bye. And we have a lot of good news today. I want to, first of all, my first piece of good news is I want to welcome Jeff Major, who is co-principal of Santa Fe's premier developer and home builder company, Major Development Incorporated, to the show. Now, with more than 15 years of experience, Major Development has helped scores of satisfied Santa Feans build new homes, convert their garages into living space, and build guest houses. Today, Jeff is going to bring some terrific commentary to the show regarding why now is a great time to consider either building a home or adding a addition to the home. So welcome to the program, Jeff. It's nice to have you back.
Oh, thank you, Ray. Good afternoon.
And I think maybe the way I want to kick this off, and we were talking about this in the green room before the program started, is we had an enormous amount of good news this week. Just to tease this a little bit, the U.S. Department of Commerce reports that nationally the sales of newly built homes shot up by 27% in March, which is the largest monthly gain since 1963. In Santa Fe, we already know that home sales in the first quarter of this year were up 16% over the same period of a year ago. The Commerce Department also reports that nationally the pace of new construction rose roughly 2% from February to March, and applications for building permits, which you better than anybody knows is a great measure of where we are, they actually rose nationally 7.5% in the same period, which is the highest level since October of 2008. Lots of good news, isn't it, Jeff?
Oh, it's fabulous. And I think it's just going to keep on rolling.
Yep.
That's what we've been talking about for the past several months.
Mm-hmm.
And each month it's building and building.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, from the standpoint of you as a premier builder and developer in the city, you're seeing a lot of activity with your own properties. I know I've got a couple of examples here. Your wife, Dina Major, who's also a broker with Santa Fe Realty Partners, is out showing a property today, your 1265 Cerro Gordo. You've got an interested party who's coming back for a second visit. And I also understand you told me that at 933 Alto Street, you had a fabulous open house last week you couldn't beat them off with a stick, right?
Oh, that's correct. We were very surprised because over the past 6 months, it's been pretty quiet, and most of the people coming in were more or less just out for an afternoon stroll.
Right.
And several folks that came in have actually been looking at our property on the Internet for 3 to 6 months,
mm-hmm.
and now they're coming to actually view it.
Mm-hmm.
And the activity is much stronger, and the interest level is much higher.
Yeah, these are serious people. Before,
yes.
We had a lot of tire kickers, and indeed, and we talked about this, and I don't want to hammer them too hard, but the national media doesn't always do us a lot of favors here by talking about all the bad news and constantly beating that drum, and I think it scares a lot of people. But this good economic news, this fabulous housing news that we've received in the last couple of weeks, from the standpoint as a home builder, now is the time, from your standpoint, why people should be considering either building a home or adding an addition to their property. Let's talk a little bit about why the particular parameters of this circumstance dictate that to you.
Okay. Well, in a big picture sense, it's all about the economy. And as the economy improves, with that, prices go up. Labor prices go up. Material prices go up. everybody gets on the bandwagon. They want to start recouping some of what they had lost.
Mm-hmm.
more specifically, as home sales or as home sell materials begin start being new materials start to be manufactured and bought, as the demand increases, so does the price.
Mm-hmm.
As activity picks up for contractors and we start getting a little bit busier,
mm-hmm.
then the next person that comes along and wants a home, they might end up be paying a little bit more money because that builder's busier.
Right.
And
exactly.
They either have to add on more crews, more equipment,
mm-hmm.
and more overhead. So right now you're kind of in this donut hole. Prices are starting to tweak
right.
upwards. As Andrew mentioned, interest rates are starting to move upwards,
right?
Albeit at a slow pace. Everything mm-hmm. is moving up, and mm-hmm. which means this is a golden opportunity. The cost of real estate's been depressed. The cost of housing's been depressed. So has materials as well as labor. But that is starting to turn the other direction, and this is the opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
6 months from now, we'll be talking a totally different price point.
Right, and I think maybe from the standpoint of one thing that's good right now as well is that the weather is good. And as a home builder, if you want to consider that addition to your property, or actually if you've bought land and you want to start working with a builder to build that new home, the weather is on your side right now, so take advantage of the next 6 months of good weather and don't wait for all these things to happen where prices are going to go up across the board, correct?
Oh, absolutely. It's less expensive for me to build in the spring, summer, fall than it is in the winter.
Right. I want to tease everybody. We always like to give away something each week, and so Jeff Major has a special offer for anyone who calls him today. If you call Jeff Major and let him give you the phone number, he will give you, you don't have to meet with him, but if you call him to talk about your own addition or building your new home, he's going to give you 20% off of his standard rates, which is a huge offer. Jeff, how can someone get a hold of you today?
Yes, please call me on my cell phone. That's the easiest place to reach me. That's 505-470-0019.
Okay, so we want everybody to call 470-0019 today to get their 20% off of an addition or a brand new home. Call Jeff Major and he can talk a little bit about how he can help you out achieving that goal. Gino Thompson, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation about why now is a great time to consider either building or adding onto your home.
Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Santa Fe Realty Partners, Ray Post.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. Today I have Jeff Major, co-principal of Major Development Incorporated, one of Santa Fe's premier builders, in the studio with me. And before we get back into our conversation, I want to encourage you to check out some of the featured real estate offered this week by Santa Fe Realty Partners. In our full-page ad in today's Santa Fe New Mexican, and apropos of our home building theme today, you'll find information on land listings all around Santa Fe County. You can also go to the homepage of our website, www.sfrp.com, for more information on these very special featured land listings. And again, to talk to Jeff Major, you probably, if you're not going to do an addition, you want to consider buying some land, and land can be had now at just unbelievable prices. So find the land, great lot, talk to Jeff Major, build the house, everybody's happy. Right, Jeff?
Absolutely. No doubt about it.
Is that equation as simple as it can get, right?
Well, you get a good a house at a great price. You put people back to work. It's just one thing fuels the other, and mm-hmm. and I think what we all want is to get back to normal.
Absolutely.
As quickly as possible.
Well, yeah, exactly, for all of us. And to achieve that, I would encourage you to give Jeff a call. Again, Jeff Major of Major Development Incorporated. Call him today on his cell phone, 505-470-0019, and he can talk to you about how he can help with an addition on your home or construction of a new home, and he will give you 20% off of his standard rates, which, by the way, the company builds some fabulous properties, and for them to give 20% off is a great deal. So anyway, Jeff, let's go back to our general theme today, why this is a great time to build a new house or an addition. In terms of design, when you're planning an addition, what are the things that someone out there should be considering?
the number one thing is you do not want your addition to look like an addition.
Okay.
And I know that sounds a little convoluted.
No.
But it's very important, particularly for resale and livability, that your house, that home addition, looks like part of the original construction.
The seamless.
Not only interior-wise, but exterior-wise.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say that, without doubt, is the number one consideration.
Mm-hmm.
What your particular addition is all about, whether it's a bedroom, a kitchen, a living room, family room, that's up to the individual and what their needs are.
Right.
Okay. But from a design standpoint, we want it to look like part of the original construction.
Right, that makes sense. And actually, too, just as from a broker standpoint, not only aesthetically for you living in it, but in the event that you considered selling that house, you want it to look like a seamless addition so that it helps improve the resale value of the property.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I've done a bunch of them, and if with a little bit of planning, cost more because utilities aren't accessible, like in-floor radiant heat,
mm-hmm.
or you have to add a separate boiler or do something in addition to what you already have.
Mm-hmm.
But no one would ever know the difference,
mm-hmm.
and that's the key.
Apropos, we're using apropos a lot today of that particular topic. I did receive an email just now, so people are listening. Hello, Jeff. Is working with an architect always necessary when building, and I suppose in this case doing an addition, to building a house from scratch and I'll just throw in, or an addition? This is from Eileen. Any thoughts on that?
No, it's not. I mean, architects certainly can bring a lot to the table.
Mm-hmm.
They are professional designers.
And you work with a lot of them anyway.
I do, and I welcome their input. Is it absolutely necessary? No.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it really depends on the size and scope of the project, too. But you can help someone if they say, hey, I want to build a house from scratch. They don't necessarily have to spend the money to get an architectural plan. You can help them actually achieve that, and the product can be just as good as if they did have a plan, right?
Absolutely. I would say architects on commercial jobs are really needed on certain infill-type projects that I do where we have very little amount of space,
mm-hmm.
and we want to maintain the neighbor's privacy, mm-hmm. as well as views. Architects are really good at designing the property with those things in mind.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to take away business from architects by stating this, but at the same time, they can be very valuable team players with you as a premier builder. And it really sort of depends on each project, doesn't it? I mean, one size does not fit all.
And there's a lot of architects, you know, quite frankly, you could bring them your project, and I don't think they're going to turn down the work, but some of them might not be real enthusiastic about your property or your project.
Interesting.
And they're not going to do the job you need them to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying that's in all cases, but architects can be, you know, they're artists, and they can be pretty finicky. So,
mm-hmm. Well, you know, and as always, Jeff, you always bring an element of a little controversy to the show. I always like that. So you know what I'm going to do, you know, Thompson, before we get any deeper into this issue, I'm going to actually do something else here because we've reached that point in the show when it's time for our legal topic of the week, brought to us by the Reuben Katz Law Firm. And, Jeff, I want you to sit there and think about another controversial issue while I do this, all right?
You like that, huh?
Yeah, I did. this week, Attorney Leonard Katz offers some thoughts for buyers who are working with a builder in the construction of a new house. And, again, everybody's trying to support the theme that Mr. Major is bringing to the table today. Among some of the most important things a buyer should explore before building a home are, number one, know the neighborhood that you're wishing to build in. Obtain information on zoning requirements as well as homeowner association covenants and restrictions, the availability of utility services, and plans for future development in that community. Number two, investigate the experience and reputation of the home builder you're considering to work with. Take a look at some of the builder's other projects and seek references of other clients. Number three, understand and ask questions about the builder's plan for building your home, often starting with architectural renderings, which we just talked about, and builder specs, will visually offer a buyer a useful image of the finished product. And if a builder has a model property to tour, which Jeff Major does have on, in many instances, this will offer you a useful tool for designing your own home. Number four, discuss and agree to construction costs and do a thorough review of the builder's contract, as well as a well-written contract will often contain these elements: buyer financing, cash and deposit requirements to purchase the new home construction plans, specifications and potential upgrades. And the contract should also provide the construction timetable and provisions for delays and the impact on the buyer's financing. Also, a contract should stipulate buyer home inspection provisions prior to construction completion, as well as timing for a final walkthrough to confirm completion of the home and function of all operating systems. A home builder warranty provision should also be included in the contract, addressing coverage, exclusions, and how long it actually runs. And finally, the builder's contract should address the type of deed and title insurance being given. Bottom line is careful investigation of the purchase agreement and buyer contract for a new home that you are constructing can help make this important investment experience an exciting and very rewarding one. Thanks to Leonard Katz for providing us with the useful legal topic of the week. If you have your own legal questions regarding building a new home, please go to our website, www.sfrp.com. Click on the radio tower icon and go right to the Reuben Katz Law Firm logo. We're actually ahead of schedule here, Jeff, but I'll tell you what, we're going to take a quick break here, Gino Thompson. When we come back, we'll give you more time, Jeff, to continue this conversation about why now is a great time to consider building a home or adding.
Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Santa Fe Realty Partners, Ray Post.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners, and today I have Jeff Major of Major Development Incorporated, one of Santa Fe's premier home builders, in the studio with me. And we're talking about why right now, with all of the good economic news that's coming out, sprinkling out, but the fabulous housing news, why now is a good time, an excellent time, a fabulous time to actually build a new house or put an addition on that terrific home that you already own. Before we go back into our conversation, I want to remind you that there are only two ways to buy insurance. That is, from someone who represents one company, or from Hub International, represents many companies and serves you first. Now, Hub gives you total one-stop service for all your auto, home, and business insurance needs. And if you insure your auto and home with Hub International, you may get money-saving discounts on both policies. So for insurance protection at the right price from Hub International, call Linda Byford at 992-1864. That's 992-1864. Jeff, I'll tell you what. I got so many things going on here. Plus, Gino just took someone on the line for me who I was going to interview. I'll tell you what, let me do the interview with Annie O'Carroll very quickly. She's actually going to be supporting your theme today. I'd like to welcome Annie of Annie O'Carroll Interior Design to the show. Annie's a well-known interior designer throughout New Mexico and beyond, and offers a wide range of professional interior design services to her clients today as part of a regular interior design call-in commentary. Annie is going to actually stay with our theme and offer some tips on how you can approach that building of a new home and how you actually can work with an interior designer. So welcome to the show, Annie. How are you?
I'm good, Ray. Thank you.
What are your thoughts today for the listeners? We've got Jeff Major of Major Development here. He's talking about now is a great time to either build or add an addition. So from an interior design standpoint, what's your advice to the listeners?
Well, I wanted to sort of reiterate a couple of things that Jeff was talking about. Number one, I think it's so important for the client to have a good design team, mm-hmm. and we are getting more and more involved in additions and remodels and new construction, which we've always done, but more additions and remodels right now. And I thought there's sort of a myth of what interior designers do, so I thought I would just talk for a minute about how we really complement the kind of work that Jeff does.
Excellent.
And how we really add something to that team.
I tell you what, he's smiling at you through the microphone,
oh.
Annie, so go ahead. Fire away with those.
Well, one of the things that I've noticed is that people absolutely want to understand how this process works and what the cost is of their addition or their remodel, which I'm going to be more specific about than new construction.
Go ahead.
We we determine first how the space needs to function, what the client's needs are, what their lifestyle is, how the house should flow. Is it something they're doing for resale? Is it a retirement home? Is it a dream house? All of those kinds of questions. We get involved in the finishes of the houses, the lighting, the walls, the flooring materials, the tiles. We're starting to get really specific before building is taking place so that these items that the people are wanting are incorporated in the price of construction, as opposed to getting allowances that maybe aren't adequate for the project and then having the project go over budget.
Mm-hmm.
The way that we start a project is with a furniture plan so that we can determine what the lighting plan should be, because many times that speaks to the lighting, especially if you're doing floor plugs, lighting art, that kind of thing.
Right.
We look at windows. How will you treat the window? Is there a glazing right next to a fireplace? How is that problematic? Do we need to create pockets for shades? Those kinds of things. And those are the times that you can then make adjustments to your furniture plan.
Mm-hmm.
And right now we're working with a young couple that's doing a big remodel, and they have a certain budget. And so the way we approach that, we sort of take the wish list. We're working with the contractor. He's determining what can be done. If we say this would be great, what's the cost implication? And sort of how do you get the most drama for your money?
Well,
and so, you know, I'm seeing it's really sort of been a nice process to come to together as a team, with the client, with the builder, with the interior designer, because we all sort of bring different elements to the table.
Well, and it sort of parallels something that Jeff was talking about earlier, that if you're going to do an addition, you want it to be seamless. You don't want the addition to your house to look like it is an addition. Similarly, working with someone like yourself and the interior designer to create the internal part of this shell that a builder is creating for your client, it just seems to make a lot of common sense to me to do that, and it saves money at the end of the day, correct?
I believe so, and you have a happy client because they understand right away what are the cost implications, and then we can talk about all the different surfaces for kitchens and what's the price of granite, what's the price of tile, what's the price of Caesar stone, and we're aware of the new materials on the market.
Right.
So I think that we bring that to the table right at the meeting, as opposed to the client doing the research and maybe in some cases finding out the hard way, doing something and then having us come in afterwards and correct it.
I always feel in a sense, and Gino Thompson will appreciate this, like I'm the head of Match.com. We now have this love fest between Jeff Major, who is a premier builder, and your excellent interior design, Annie O'Carroll of Annie O'Carroll Interior Design. It just seems to be a nice match. And for the client, in these times when you need to be careful about your money, it just makes so much sense. So, Annie, thank you very much for your excellent commentary. Jeff Major was nodding the entire time, agreeing with you. If anyone wants to get a hold of Annie O'Carroll, go to our website, www.sfrp.com. Click on the radio tower icon. That'll take you to the dedicated radio show page. And right there, very prominently featured is Annie O'Carroll's logo. Click on that, and you can talk to her. Annie, I hope you enjoy the rest of your Sunday.
Thank you, Ray.
Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So good advice from someone who's in a corollary business to your building activity, right?
Excellent. I think the really good point that you made was that, by integrating a design team and building team at the front end, one, there's a high likelihood you will save money, and two, most important, that customer is going to be happy because they're actually going to end up with what they had in mind.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
It just seems to make so much sense.
Yeah.
So you just like working with an architect, you're happy to work with Annie O'Carroll or another interior designer to make sure that the client achieves that. While we were on break, we received a couple of additional questions. One here, let's see. No, we did that one. That was the architect warranty. Ray, can Mr. Major discuss how his company provides a warranty for the work that they do on home renovations? This is from Eric. We are assuming maybe he's thinking about doing something. What are your thoughts?
Well, Eric, any project that I'm involved in, I give a one-year, you know, bumper-to-bumper warranty.
Uh-huh.
Okay? I use top-quality materials as, like, for instance, roofing. I don't do tar and gravel. I recognize that like a spray-on foam roof might not be in your budget, but there's other materials that are high performance that last a long time, where I can give you a 10, 12 year warranty, where the as well for labor, as well as a 20 year warranty for material that the manufacturer will stand behind. So it's 1 year, bumper to bumper. Your appliances and those sort of things, boilers, hot water heaters, they'll come with their own manufacturer warranty that could probably pretty much average about 5 years. And then there's, on foundations, there's, I believe it's a 10-year warranty. So if there's any structural failure.
So for someone like Eric who may be considering it, again, I want to remind you that the best thing to do on this to get more specifics about a warranty and the actual building process is call Jeff Major again today. If you call him today, he's going to offer you 20% off of your addition or that brand new house that you build. Call Jeff at 505-470-0019 and just talk to him about the process. You know, you may not be ready to do something tomorrow, but maybe during this excellent building period, you can, you know, get some counsel from him about what the first, second, third, and tenth step is to achieve that. So, Jeff, let's, before we take another, you know, a lot of email questions today, before we do that, why don't we talk about why doing an addition right now is a good alternative to actually buying or building a new house, an addition?
Oh, well, you know, there's a lot of reasons. I think the number one reason is the economics. There's no way I can build a house per square foot for the cost of what I could build an addition per square foot for. And the reason being is if you already have an existing house, you own the land, your infrastructure's in, you've done your sewer tap, you have your power, you have your gas, you have all of that.
Right.
So adding that addition, yes, we'll have to increase the electrical capacity of possibly of your breaker box. But beyond that, if it's a bathroom or a kitchen or whatnot, you know, we'll tap into the existing utilities. So, you know, right at the get-go, you have a built-in cost savings simply because a lot of things are already in place.
And if you're planning, again, from a real estate broker standpoint, if you're planning on living in this property for another extended period of time before you perhaps try to sell it, having an addition to enhance the value of your property is just good common sense, correct?
Well, sure. Any heated living space is going to bring value to the house as a multiple of the estimated value, you know, of your property. So if you had a 1,000 square foot house and you increase it to 2,000 square feet of heated space, basically you're going to double the value of your house if the addition's done right.
Right, of course. And to achieve that, you want to call Jeff Major at Major Development Incorporated at 505-470-0019. And he can talk to you about all of the different additions that he's done and actually show you some properties where he has done additions, which again, Leonard Katz of Reuben Katz Law Firm recommended from a legal standpoint, from my standpoint as a broker. It's always good to work with a builder who has product that he can show to you because that validates two things. One is he's got a happy customer and client somewhere probably that you can talk to. But also, two, you can, if you don't have an idea about what you want to build, you can go by and look at something that Jeff Major has done before and it'll give you maybe some motivation about your own work. Again, sort of related to this, hi Ray, can Jeff recommend a list of the most cost-efficient green things I can do to my 3,000 square foot home that I've owned for 19 years? I've done no upgrades to it since I built the house. That's from Ben. Any thoughts on that, Jeff?
Oh, sure. There's a lot of things. Probably the number one thing you could do is replace your windows. Today with the high performance products that are out there, you'll save a lot of money. Your house will stay cooler. It'll stay warmer. It'll take less energy to heat or cool that. Probably your roof or the insulation, more importantly, in the roof, I'm sure is wouldn't meet code today.
Right.
I'm guessing it's probably an R30. Minimum today is R38. If you got it up to closer to a 50. That'd be even better. You don't even have to tear inside your house to accomplish that. You could upgrade your insulation by doing a spray-on foam roof, which would give you not only your waterproofing but more insulation. You probably have a boiler or hot water heater that is 50-60% efficient instead of 90%.
There you go.
Save a ton of money there.
Right.
So those are not overly expensive items that would improve the efficiency of your house and comfort of your house.
And with a lot of the greening of properties today, there are tax incentives, there are cost savings, there are rebates that are available through both the state and the federal government, so it just makes a lot of common sense in that
regard. Yes, there all those, Ray, as well as there's, I believe, financing available through the city. For this type of upgrade.
Yeah, Ben doesn't tell me where he lives, but anyway, those are a few suggestions, Ben. We appreciate your email. And again, I want to remind you that if you want to talk to Jeff Major about how you, Ben, or any of the other listeners can do your own addition or actually build a house from scratch, call Jeff Major at 505-470-0019, and he will give you 20% off. This is his offer today. You have to call him today. 20% off on your addition. So give them a jingle. I'll tell you what, Gino Thompson, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we will do our Open House of the Week segment. Stay tuned.
Our house is a very, very, very fine house with two cats.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners, and by the sound of that music, you know that we are up to our weekly Open House of the Week segment. Today I have my colleague, Michael Ann Wheatfeld, sitting at 31 West Golden Eagle property in Las Campanas. Michael Ann, how are you?
I'm good, Ray. How are you?
I'm doing okay. And by the way, before we get into this, I want to welcome you to the real estate firm. You are a new broker to our firm, though you have, from your history, great pedigree. I believe your mother has been a broker back in the Washington, D.C., Virginia area for many, many years. Is that correct?
That is correct. Long-time broker.
Long-time broker. And, you know, I'm still a broker back in D.C., and maybe she and I have crossed paths before. I'm not sure, but we can talk about that off the show, okay?
You got it.
Anyway, Michael Ann, you know this drill. You haven't done it before, but you've got 2 minutes to sell the attributes of 31 West Eagle, Golden Eagle, to all of the listeners. Go ahead.
Well, this is a beautiful territorial-style home. It's situated on the sixth hole of the Sunrise Golf Course in Las Campanas. And it has tremendous unobstructed sunset and Tamas Mountain views. The house is around 3,500 square feet. It's 3-bedroom, 5-bath, living room, separate dining room, spacious kitchen, great for all you cooks out there, office area, and a studio. All of the rooms open up through French doors to a wonderful outdoor space that's been beautifully landscaped. There's deep covered porch halls, an expansive brick patio. All are great for entertaining, and there's an exquisite entry courtyard that's filled with roses. The house is really light and bright. It's in excellent condition with brick and wood floors, plaster walls, skylights throughout, and lit nichos for your artwork. To get to the property, take Camino La Tierra west at the Y, take Las Campanas Drive, and continue west to Pewaukee Ridge Road, which is going to be on your right. Go through Pewaukee Ridge, and then you'll see West Golden Eagle on your left. Follow the signs. The house is priced at $945, and I look forward to seeing you all hopefully today between 1 and 4.
Well, that's and you answered my last question. You're going to be there from 1 to 4 o'clock, and again, that's priced at $945,000, 3 bedrooms, lots of baths, 3,500 square feet. I mean, price point per square foot is unbelievable on a beautiful property in Las Campanas. And Las Campanas has so much to offer. Michael Ann, you probably better than most people know all the attributes that exist there. And I know Las Campanas has had some, in the news, some challenging issues. But everything is resolved. It's a terrific community to live in. And we encourage everyone to go out today from 1 to 4 to see Michael Ann at this property. Listen, I appreciate you doing a great job on the show today. We hope that the buyer is on his or her way on out there.
Thank you, Ray. I really appreciate it.
You bet. Talk to you soon.
Have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Back to Jeff Major of Major Development Incorporated. That sounded like a nice house, didn't it?
Not unless it's beautiful, yeah.
Yeah, at that price point and with everything. Jeff Major, we had actually another email question, but before we take that question, let's go back to something you said you wanted to sort of expand on, the question about doing an addition as opposed to building a house. Go ahead.
Right, and I apologize. I had forgotten to mention this, but because you're a homeowner and you either have an older mortgage or possibly no mortgage at all, I'm not sure. But let's say you have a mortgage. It's probably at a higher interest rate than today's levels. And if you go in with your plans to your banker, you would be the value of your house would be higher and probably have a nice equity position. And when you refinance that loan, you'll end up saving money to the point, possibly, depending on the price or the cost of your loan, the interest rate, coming out basically at the same money you're paying on your existing loan, and actually end up with, you know, maybe 30% more house, 50% more house. I don't know, but there is that savings there. Just because of the fact that you'd be refinancing.
Right, and I think maybe sort of corollary to that, I did receive this other email. Hi, Ray, does Jeff, and this sort of addresses this issue of dealing with a lender, does he have a lender that he works with when it comes to getting a construction loan, and are these loans harder to get? That's from Sam. Andrew Hoffman at the beginning of the show sort of addressed that issue a little bit, but what's your experience with getting construction loans these days?
Well, I've worked with all the banks here over the years. Presently, my project on Alto Street, which is a condominium development, Los Alamos National Bank is the lender. They're excellent to work with. I would highly recommend working with them.
Mm-hmm.
They've offered me fabulous interest rates for anyone who wants to buy one of my condos over at 933 Alto. We're talking 4.75% interest on jumbo loans,
which is just unheard of, and that they're able to sustain that interest rate point as rates are going up. It's just unbelievable. It's a great bargain.
Well, it is, and it's very aggressive. They want to support their builders and developers, and if you have a project that you have in mind, you can set up where you have just one-time close, and you'll segue from construction to permanent financing, so you only have one closing cost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and again, that's 933 Alto Street, which is a terrific property, and again, that was one of the properties. You did an open house last Sunday, I believe, at 933 Alto, and you said that the people were just coming in droves, and these weren't tire kickers. These were very serious potential buyers, correct?
Oh, yeah, no, the greater majority of the people have been looking behind the scenes on the internet at this property mm-hmm. for some time, and they're just now moving to the next phase, which is, you know, visiting the property and, you know, and talking with my wife or myself.
Mm-hmm.
And they recognize the fact that this is, you know, the economy is stabilized. They can be comfortable in the fact that things aren't going to go backwards, and yet there's still opportunity because the prices are good.
Right. We've got about 3 minutes or so, give or take, 4 minutes, 3 minutes. And why don't you talk about one last issue before we go to some concluding thoughts here, Jeff, and that is, what are the options that are available out there? We've talked about this on previous shows, but some of the construction material options that someone who maybe wants to build a house or do an addition can consider.
Okay, yeah, Ray, the options are endless today, and my preference is to work with something like an insulated concrete form. It gives you the mass and the look of an adobe without the cost.
Mm-hmm.
Adobes are certainly wonderful to work with. I enjoy building with adobe. It's not as energy efficient as everyone thinks it is.
Right.
It'll certainly absorb a lot of solar and take on solar gain. But it's not a good insulator,
mm-hmm.
so you have to insulate. You know, you can have your typical stick frame building. A lot of people today don't feel that's very green, if you will, because we're cutting down trees and whatnot. So the insulated concrete forms, a lot of them are made out of plastic and cement.
We'll
take old Coca-Cola or Pepsi plastic bottles or water bottles, they grind it up, mix it in with cement, and out comes a 10, 12, 14-inch wide form.
Isn't that amazing?
Which has great R value. It doesn't mildew.
Right.
It's just great material to work with.
Uh-huh. And so those are a couple of the construction materials that someone may want to consider. What else are you working with currently? What about this particular property, the 1265 Cerro Gordo that you built? What did you actually use for construction materials?
Well, that house consists of a house and guest house. The main house is adobe. And then I built the guest house. It was built out of framing, but it was 2x10 framing. So it's the same width as the adobe. Mm-hmm. And then I blew in insulation. So I have about an R30 or 32, uh-huh, maybe a 35 in the walls. Uh-huh. So the R value is very high.
Wow. And I guess maybe in the last minute or so that we have before the show ends, Jeff, what are your sort of concluding thoughts for someone if, in fact, they agree with the premise that today is a good time to build a new house or add something to their current home? What are the 3 points you want to leave with them?
Well, number one, act now.
Right.
I mean, do it while prices are low. Okay.
That's one.
One. Two, prices are low. When contractors aren't as busy and aren't as much of a hurry, there's fewer mistakes made.
Mm-hmm.
You end up with a better product in a more timely fashion.
Mm-hmm.
When everybody's scrambling, bouncing from a home to home to home, you know, things get lost in the shuffle. This is such a great time. Everybody's out there wanting to work with you, and you're just going to end up way ahead of if you do it now.
Right, as you said at the top of the show, if you wait another 6 months, the whole dynamic of the situation is going to change. Prices will be up, labor will be up, everything is going to cost you more. So my last thought for you is to call Jeff Major today at 505-470-0019. He'll give you 20% off on your addition or your new home. Jeff, I want to thank you, Jeff Major of Major Development Incorporated, for bringing some excellent commentary to the program today. I want to have you back again. Is that all right with you?
Sounds great. I really enjoyed it, Ray. Thank you.
You bet. Thank you, Gino Thompson, my producer, and Kate, Jane, and Phil back at Santa Fe Realty Partners for producing a very fine program. Thank you for tuning in today, and please know that I would love to help you with your own real estate issues, so call me at 989-8900. Don't forget to help those who are less fortunate than us, wherever they may be. So until next Sunday at noon, right here on 1260 KTRC, I send you good luck and fortune in all things real estate, in addition. Be back.